Disgraced Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein has had his 2020 rape conviction thrown out. The New York Court of Appeal has claimed he did not receive a fair trial due to witnesses bringing up accusations that were not part of the case. Victim Ashley Judd spoke to the BBC.
It's a hard day for survivors, but we live in our truth, we know what happened, and the truth is consistent.
Charles Feldman is a presenter for KNX News in Los Angeles. Hi, Charles. How did this decision actually come about?
Hi, Jack. Well, it came about because of an appeal by Harvey Weinstein's attorneys. They, as you pointed out, they thought that the trial that convicted him was unfair because the judge in New York State allowed the jury to hear evidence of some prior, sexual liaisons, if you will, that Weinstein allegedly had with other women, even though those were not charged as crimes. Different states in the U.S. have different rules about what a jury can and cannot hear. In New York State, the appellate division today decided that the judge went overboard, allowed too much of that evidence for the jury to hear. And so he declared that the trial, therefore, had to be, or the conviction had to be overturned. Now, the next step is whether or not the district attorney in New York decides to retry the case.
Yeah, and what is the likelihood?
Well, the DA is saying that he intends to retry it, but saying and doing it are two different things. For one thing, he would have to make sure that the women who testified before are willing to come forward and tell the story again. And this was a very traumatic experience for these women to come forward even the first time and tell their story publicly in a court of law, knowing that their story was also going to be repeated in the media. So for them to have to come forward now, one of them has already said, I talked to one of the lawyers today representing one of the victims who says that her client, if asked, and if there's a retrial, would be willing to testify again. Yeah. But, these things, retrials take a long time. It could be a couple of years away, if at all.
Of course, Harvey Weinstein has also been convicted of rape in a California court. Do you think today's decision will affect any of his other convictions?
Well, that's a really good question, and it is a question that's being talked about a lot now, because he is still in prison because of that separate conviction, rape conviction here in California. The California laws are a little bit different than the laws in New York State. More is allowed to be presented in terms of past issues to a jury, but it's being appealed as it was in New York. So now the question is going to be whether or not the California Supreme Court, which is the same thing as what New York calls its appellate division, whether the California court is going to agree with the New York court and say to the judge out here in Los Angeles, no, you overstepped your bounds and you shouldn't have allowed a certain testimony for the jury. So, there's that possibility down the line that he could have that conviction overturned as well, but we're ways away from that.
Yeah, right. Hey, thanks for your time, Charles. We really appreciate it. There's Charles Feldman.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.